BGC members achieve record compliance rates in age checks. The Betting and Gaming Council, BGC, comprised of gaming operators, has announced that its members have achieved record compliance rates for age verification checks within the gaming industry. Auditors for the gaming industry, Serve Legal, have released independent findings that demonstrate BGC members who are bookmakers have seen a 91.4% pass rate, with casinos reaching more than 97% when verifying the age of their customers. These figures from the auditors show that gambling companies have a success rate that is up more than 30% in just over a decade. The BGC is keen to point out that responsible gaming and providing a safe environment for its customers is paramount to gambling operators. Quote, "The Serve Legal team are incredibly proud of the work conducted by the BGC and their members. Their impressive dedication and work ethic has paid off in some highly impressive statistics, showing the 30% compliance increase across the industry over the time that we have worked in the sector. We thank the BGC for pioneering their mission of customer safety alongside ours." Serve Legal, CEO of Adhever, UKGC, points to safer gambling environment. The BGC says its members are setting a high standard for age verification checks in the gaming industry and additionally compare favorably to other sectors, such as supermarkets, convenience stores, and petrol forecourts, where the gaming industry has a success rate of 10 to 15% more than businesses in other sectors. The United Kingdom Gambling Commission, UKGC, has released data from research that showed that a young person's exposure to gambling advertisements is down. It found that 53% of 11 to 17-year-olds had been exposed to casual gambling adverts, which is down from more than 63% in 2022. The UK government has stated that research it carried out has shown there is no link between casual exposure to gambling adverts and the development of gambling-related harm. The BGC has recently announced its members have contributed more than £105 million to the horse racing industry as part of its levy.